Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So for anyone who is new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. For anybody who has been listening for some time, welcome back. Want to make a quick announcement that I actually just added a brand new feature for reading onto my website, shesagod.com, for a deeper dive reading. Now, I've always offered human design readings on my website because I am double certified through Jen and Zoe and DeLuna. I'm also a recommended reader on the DeLuna website, so you can check me out there as well. But just want to let people know that I have always offered, of course, individual readings on my website, including basic readings, including couples readings, but now I am offering a deeper dive reading. So if you are somebody who sat with me through a human design reading before, thank you. And now you can dive deeper if you are interested. So I now offer readings for what I'm calling a deeper dive reading, but basically it's planetary alignments and the human design chart. So if you are looking at your chart, I always recommend the Jovian Archive human design chart, of course. If you've been with me in person, in class, or online, you know I recommend the Jovian Archive chart to look at for your human design because I think it's a great free resource, first and foremost. And secondly, it is really awesome to just look at that chart and see that you have two separate pillars on the sides that really just break down all of your energy gifts that are on your personality side and in those planetary alignments, and on the left side of your chart in those planetary alignments. And in a deeper dive reading, we go through all of that. So we literally sit there and we will go through each and every single energy gift in those planetary alignments and break down what those energy gifts mean for you and weave in your life story thus far to try to just see like how this is actively playing out in your life and maybe also to look into deeper ways to possibly shift that energy into a higher expression. That way you can be navigating your human design in its highest expression. So that's really what the deeper dive reading is all about. It's a brand new addition to my website, shesgod.com. If you are interested, go on the website and check it out there. So I hope everyone is having a fabulous in-between time as we are navigating the holiday season, just coming off of Christmas, heading into the new year. It is a wonderful time of the year. Now, you can vibe with me or not on this, but basically what I've been telling my partner is it really doesn't feel like the holidays. It kind of feels like not the holidays, right? It's like, it feels like every day. Like to me, it doesn't feel like anything special. It's not necessarily that it feels depressing or emo or anything. It just doesn't feel like anything. Like I'm recording this on Christmas Eve and it doesn't feel like anything special at all. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I have to wrap gifts. Like, but it doesn't feel like the holiday season to me. So I wonder if it's like that for you. I wonder if you're feeling that as well. Super interesting times. I'm sure it has something to do with astrology and the planetary alignments, but it doesn't feel like anything other than the norm for me today and tomorrow and throughout, I'm assuming, the New Year's Eve time as well. So let's get to the topic of this episode, which is choosing your hard. So I've been kind of ruminating on this for a little bit. What do I mean by choosing your hard? So this is something I was listening to a podcast and it came up and I heard it and I was like, that's super interesting. I love that perspective. I love the idea of choosing your hard, right? And really what that is this feeling, this idea about the fact that everything in life is just about a choice point. Okay, it's a choice point in choosing your heart. For example, it's not easy to run a business and entrepreneurship, but it's also not easy to be navigating a 9-to-5, let's say, where you are having to show up to a 9-to-5 every single day, all the time, and day after day for 30 years straight, let's say. That's not easy either. So it's like, choose your hard, which do you want? Another great example I heard was choosing your hard in terms of being single or being married, right? Some people say, I don't want to be married. I just want to be single, or vice versa. But the truth is, being single is hard. Being married is also hard, or slash being in long-term relationships can be hard. So it's like, choose your hard. Choose which way you want to go in this thing that we call life. So I kind of wanted to just talk about that and ruminate on that and really start to feel into that, especially as we are in this choice point time of the year. So it's really interesting. We're in this time of the year. We just wrapped the winter solstice on the 21st, which when you think about the winter solstice, what is it? It is the longest night of the year. It is when we are cultivating our inner light and our inner fire and really allowing that energy to help us to move and shift throughout each and every day. So it's really just important to know that, like, yes, like cultivating our inner light, these choice point energies with the New Year's coming up, right? Anytime I think of New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, anything like that, choice point energy. It's literally you're coming to a peak or a culmination of something, an end of something, the turn of the wheel of the year. You're coming to an end of a cycle and you're shifting into a new time. Even if you consider the fact that we are in winter, we're still in midwinter, right? So it's like kind of a choice point energy around which way are you going to go from here. And of course, around the new year, we get lots of people who are setting intentions, who are creating affirmations and all of that, which is all right up my alley. I love that. But then it's also winter solstice time is a wonderful time. That's actually the true solar new year, right? So if you look at the solar calendar and you look at the new year being the 21st, that is the true new year for us. And the Gregorian calendar, which is what most of society goes off of, it's going to say December 31st for the new year, but the true new year has already passed actually. So it's a wonderful time to set intentions during the time that if you catch this podcast, once it goes live, we still will be preparing for a new moon that's coming up too. So it's kind of fun that we have, like, I think a new moon in Capricorn where it's another perfect, great opportunity to plant some intentions and some seeds for the new year and for anything that's coming up that you might be interested in setting an affirmation for, setting an intention for. So let's get back to this idea about choosing your heart. So the first thing is, for me, when I started to consider what is my heart, for me, it was first and foremost in this time and space, right? In this time and space, for me, choosing my heart is really creating and maintaining a profitable business that serves its highest purpose. So that's really my hard, right? Like that for me is my hard, is creating and maintaining a profitable business that is running in its highest purpose and is serving in its highest purpose. And then also the second thing I wrote down was really keeping my family healthy, happy, and safe, which is another in cared for. And that's like a huge part, although I don't think that's really necessarily hard, but it's a top priority for me. And then when I was thinking thinking on this in terms of like your hard, considering your hard. I was thinking about what was my hard, right? Like what used to be my hard. And when I think about that, it's like I can break into a sweat just thinking about it, or shift into like a mild, you know, panic attack just thinking about what my hard used to look like. Literally, as I'm talking about it, I'm just like, I start moving my foot rapidly, just like thinking about what my hard used to be. And my hard used to be, you know, working a 9-to-5 job while, if I go back even further, it's working a 9-to-5 job while going to school part-time, while looking after my daughter. At one point, I was taking full-time credits in college, working a full-time job and co-parenting for my daughter. So when I look at what my hard used to be, it used to be insane. It was like so much harder than it is right now. And so it's interesting having this perspective, right? Like when you look at choosing your hard in life and you start to feel into that, it's interesting doing that because for me personally, when I look at what my hard used to be, I almost just want to laugh at myself right now because I throw myself into such anxieties. You know, even in the middle of the night, sometimes I'm just like moving a lot and stuff. And it's just because I have anxiety about my business and my direction in my life and where I'm going with everything I'm creating. And so it's interesting just thinking about it right now in this very moment, recognizing how hard it used to be, what my hard used to look like compared to what it is right now, right? It's like totally different. It's crazy. It's like a totally different vibe. And it's like, what the F? Like, that's wild. Like, it used to be so much worse. And the fact that I throw myself into anxieties and worry about what it is now is silly because it's so much easier right now than it used to be for me personally. So my hard used to be enslavement when I really, if I'm getting real with myself, my hard in my life, right? Choosing your hard in life, it used to be energetic enslavement, literally just slaving away to society, to what I thought was meant to be my destiny. You know, like when you think back on, before I had my awakening, before I got spiritual, it's interesting to just be like, holy shit, that's so funny. Like I literally thought what I was meant to do in life was work really hard and try to get a college degree. And to me, that was admirable. Like if there were girls who were my age and they had already graduated from college and they had a good job, I was like, they made it. You know, like in my mind, they made it. And it was crazy because when I look back at that time, and I did end up getting my quote unquote dream job while I was in my junior year in college and working at a fashion house. And it's crazy because when I look back at that time, I'm like, I was so miserable, like so miserable. That was definitely not what I needed to be doing, what I should have been doing. And it's just what I thought I needed to do. And that's what society expected me to do. That's what I was like, okay, if I told someone this was my life, it felt good to me. It felt like, yeah, I felt proud of myself, even though I was deeply miserable at the time. So it was way freaking harder. My hard used to be so hard, you know, it used to be like the worst of a fucking hard ever. And now it's so much better. I've chosen a different hard, right? Which is in being in business for myself, trying to run a spiritual business, doing this podcast, you know, all of that kind of stuff, running a household, healthy, loving household where everybody's taken care of and they have everything that they need and everyone's healthy and feeling loved and all of that. So it's really just knowing that my hard now is really just pushing myself to be responsible for the outcome, the success, the reputation of everything that I build. And that's truly my hard now. So the reason why I wanted to bring this energy on the show and talk all about choosing your hard is because I want people to feel into this. Okay. So even if you're listening to this after the new year has passed, whatever, I want you to, or even if you are on, you know, the southern hemisphere of the world, and it's not really your vibe to be like setting these intentions right now. Regardless, that would mean you're in the summer solstice. So it's still a turning of energy, right? It's a shift of energy. So it's just about knowing that no matter where you are in the world during this time, it's a great time to look at choosing your hard because it's choice point energy. It's all about setting new intentions, creating new affirmations, and really just looking at all of it and saying, okay, which hard do I choose? Like clearly it's not fucking easy, like being a business owner. It's not easy going after this life. But at the same time, it's like, what am I choosing? What hard am I I choosing in my life? Or do I want to go back to 9-to-5 life, working for someone else, putting in time, energy, and money to build someone else's thing? It's like, is that the heart that I want? Fuck that. No. Like, so it's a great time to start to feel into choosing your heart and really kind of feeling into, what does that look like for me? Where am I not putting my energy in the places that it is designed to grow and be nurtured and cared for and evolve in that space? It's really a time to allow yourself to look at your entire life, right? This is a fantastic time for reflection and just looking at your year and saying, how did you show up in the world? How do you want to show up in 2025? And looking at choosing your heart, right? Because none of it is necessarily easy. It's hard in each direction that you go in life. It's choosing your heart. So I invite you, this is short and sweet, but I invite you to do just that. Allow yourself to reflect on what your heart used to be and reflect on what your heart is now and be like, okay, like, which do I choose? Where can I make shifts in my life to choose my heart, even if it's, you know, in a different direction? Which heart do I want? So I hope that this episode has provided something to you. I just wanted to offer some kind of shift in thinking because I really love this idea of choosing your heart and understanding that there's no true easy, quote unquote, easy path. It's all difficult. And it's just about choosing your heart and really setting the intentions and creating the affirmations around creating that shift in your life to go in the direction of the heart that you choose. So I'm sending you all so much love. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the things. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.